What's going on, everyone? It's me, Colleen, the host of Finding the Fantastic. Host of Finding the Fantastic. What am I doing? What am I doing hosting a podcast every week for people to listen to and to watch? Well, I'm giving you a very real window into the life of someone who's willing to admit all the things that are going on in her life. Whether it's depression, anxiety, suicide thoughts, like any and all of it. And some of it doesn't even have to do with things that are going on in my life. Some of it's are like things that people talk to me about and ask me to share on the podcast and we talk about. And I don't know. It's like I'm not professional in terms of like in a crazy cool setup. I don't have any awesome special sound effects or anything. I just am genuinely here to help you feel like you're not alone going through all of the evil, terrible voices that are in your head, and quite frankly, the natural voices that are in your head, so that maybe we can find peace every day in living versus chaos and horrific survival and just like maintaining, you know? I'm curious what everybody's anchor is. Like, what's your anchor? And you might be like, Colleen, what do you mean, what's your anchor? Your anchor is that thing in your life that gives you purpose, that makes you feel like you are meant to be in this world. An anchor is not the family you're born into, because you're born into that, right? I think we don't tend to push past like stereotypical surface level stuff to like figure out what our anchor is. Your anchor is that thing that really, like, no matter what, like, as long as you're in it, you feel fulfilled. Like, all of the voices in your head that are talking so negative to you, like, whether it's anxiety or depression or anger or sadness, which are all natural things, by the way. There's nothing wrong with you if you have anxiety or depression. There's nothing wrong with you if you have suicidal thoughts either. Like, majority of humankind has it. So please don't think there's anything wrong with you. But like, amongst all of that in your mind, what's your anchor? What is the thing that you know you are here for the purpose of doing? And you know, I also think a lot of people think their anchor is supposed to be this massive anchor, like, I don't know, solving world hunger, right? And for some people, that is their anchor. You know, some people think it's political change. Some people think it's like massive things. But that's for the, like the select few. And there's nothing wrong if that's your thing. But I think we look at those people as like the thing we're supposed to be like, but that's not the case. Your anchor cannot be anything but your own. Your anchor can be as small as my purpose in this world is waking up and, you know, taking care of teaching kids. My purpose in this world is waking up and going and being kind to somebody. My purpose in this world is going out and finding stray animals and taking them somewhere safe. My purpose in this world is to be there for my friends who need them most. My anchor in this world is to help someone know how amazing they are and how valuable they are and how much the world needs them because of their own unique anchor. I think I need to get a necklace, an anchor necklace or something. You got to find your anchor. Like, you have to find it. Otherwise, you will end up living life to survive it and barely making it through, because life's hard. Life is super, super tough. And in those moments where your thoughts are like running amok, saying you have no purpose, saying life's meaningless, you know, all those thoughts that, again, are natural. Majority of people have it, and you have no answer as to why you're having it. I can't tell you how many times in my mind I'm like, I have no purpose. I have no purpose. I have no purpose. Like, prior to me finding my anchor, my purpose, like 24/7, and I still get those thoughts. Like, I forget my anchor exists, especially if I'm not focusing on my anchor. But the voice comes in right away. You have no purpose. You have no purpose, Colleen. You're not achieving big things, you're not, according to society, doing what they say you're supposed to do. Therefore, you have no purpose, right? And that's where the thoughts start to like become very dangerous. But I then remember my anchor. I then remember my purpose. And the thing that makes your girl happy beyond anything, the thing that will instantaneously take away the dark thoughts in my mind, is being kind to somebody else who needs it and being a safe space to somebody else who needs it. And you might think, Colleen, well, I don't know about that. That's my anchor. That's not your anchor. You got to figure out what your anchor is. So I don't know if you're willing to share and you see this, you're not listening to it, but you watch it online. If you could post your anchor, I think that'd be really cool. And then if you don't know your anchor and you want to share, I don't know my anchor, that's fine too. That's why like self, like observation and self-study is so important. Because we have to figure those things out, because in your darkest moments, you remember your anchor and you hold on to it. Because the anchor is something that'll never go away. It's stuck down there. It's anchored to you. You just got to hold on to it. So that's it. That's all we have for the podcast today. Please share it with someone who you think might need it. You've got this. You're important. You're special. You matter. See ya.